Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia Patrick. I'm the owner and founder, CEO of Women's Wealth Institute, where I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs, really for solopreneurs, almost the same thing. When your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. And here on the Business of Podcasts, this is the audio way of getting the information out to you. I also have courses that you can read, videos that you can watch through my programs, and then a blog post called the Women's Wealth Journal where you can get a snippet of information. And then I'm also on social media where I just make some random posts. So I try to reach you wherever you are. So let's dive right into this episode. When tools create more noise than insight. There has never been more financial software available. Dashboards, analytics, automated reports, subscription platforms, tracking apps. Access to data is not the problem. Understanding is. Many, including myself, solopreneurs rely heavily on software, and they believe more reporting equals more clarity. But if you cannot explain what the numbers mean without the dashboard, you do not have clarity. You only have access. And access is not the same as insight. So your financial tools should answer very specific questions. What is my margin? What is my operating cost? What is my tax allocation? What is my cash reserve? If your tools do not help you answer those consistently, they are decorative and they're not strategic. Another mistake solopreneurs make, chasing new software to fix structural issues. No platform can correct unclear pricing. No dashboard can correct inconsistent cash flow. And no automation can replace financial discipline. Tools support systems. They do not replace them. So let me ask you a question. If you removed your software tomorrow, would you still understand your numbers? I'm gonna let that sit for a bit. No, I didn't think so. So if not, because they don't, simplify. Clarity should not depend on complex platforms. It should come from understanding core metrics. Tools are helpful, but the structure is foundational. So you want to choose structure first. And that's it. This one was just a snippet, just to kind of dig into tools. Normally, I give you some type of backstory, whatever, but sometimes you just want to get in, hear the information, and get out. And that's what this one is about this time. So take it for what it is. And run with it, get some clarity on your tools, and come back and join me on the next episode. Again, my name is Nia. This is the Business of Money Podcast. I'll catch you on the next one.